Welcome to the Living Farms podcast, where voices from around the world come together to shape the future of biodynamic agriculture.
Welcome to the Living Farms podcast. Today, we are continuing with this investigation of humus, and we are going to relate it to the health aspect of the human being and the earth, both healing aspects of these two polarities of the same tone, we should say. And we have the honor today to have with us Dr. Dieter Lenoir, who lives and works in Mexico, in one of the most beautiful regions, and has an amazing farm where he has been developing this farm. So he is a farmer, a biodynamic farmer, who also incorporates organic regenerative agriculture. And he's a medical doctor. He studied medicine more than 25 years ago in Mexico City in the UNAM University. And after a strong crisis of confrontation with these allopathic medicine, he started venturing into other paths of knowledge. And he went on to study naturopathy in Washington, in USA, and then Ayurvedic medicine in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and then going on to India and Nepal. And then he also studied deeply anthroposophy and anthroposophical medicine, and also biodynamic agriculture. His farm in the highlands of Mexico is one of the most beautiful, sanctuaries for healing. And there he has his own laboratory. He produces his own medicine. He also has a beautiful bee project and so many other magnificent and well-developed synergies between medicine and agriculture. So it is an honor for me to welcome you, Dr. Dieter. What a beautiful chance we have to talk about this beautiful interaction.
Thank you, Eduardo, for your invitation, and I'm very happy and pleased to get in contact with all the community you are building from the Cotianum worldwide. So I'm very happy, and hopefully I can make an apportation to this podcast.
Well, it is interesting because many years ago when you started, I remember you saying something that is really profound. At the same time, it's simple, but it still sometimes escapes us. And it was that when we want to heal the earth, we must heal the earth to heal the human being. And that has been with you for so many years. I remember the farm where you are now used to be completely destroyed by agrochemicals. It was a beautiful forest, a beautiful land, but it had been completely depleted. It was, let us say, dead in a way from chemicals and lack of living qualities in the earth. And you have been able to rebuild this throughout many years. And also your medical practice has changed so much throughout the years. You have been researching and making your own remedies and working with the earth. So now, after 25 years in working both in biodynamic and organic agriculture, and also in all of these streams of medicine, what is today, what does this mean to you, that we must heal the earth to heal the human being?
Yes. Was as you told, I'm a medical doctor. I had no idea about agriculture and food systems, because in 6-7 years of medical career or study, we never put attention on the importance of nutrition and from where our nutrition comes. So I had this opportunity to buy this land, and I became shocked by what a destructive force the agriculture was. In this case, it was potato. And I saw all the chemicals in the soil, the loss of humus, the diversity was lost. And as you said, it was almost a desert in the middle of a forest. And the tragedy is that they do this for 2-3 years and they move on to another land. And so as a medical doctor, I was confronted with the destructive force of agriculture. And I started to study what is the potential to heal land again. And when I saw the mechanisms of enlivening the soil again, I saw many parallels with the with our health problems today, with the chronic degenerative disorders we see in the consultation. So this parallelism was for me a very nice part to study both ecologies, internal ecology in the human with the outer ecology of nature, and see how they interact and how nature can give the forces to reestablish the loss of health in human being. So I went deeper and deeper into nutrition, and I saw the importance of the humus, the living microorganisms, the health of the plant, the quality of the food, and the potentiality to generate a salutogenic approach, starting from the earth, from the soil, through all the system, through the plant, through the animal, and finally to the human being. And so I became involved in this project, and from then, 25 years, I've been more a farmer than a medical doctor. I say my hobby is medicine and my practice is agriculture. So I have been trying to unite this and to bring more consciousness about the importance of healing the soil, because we come from the soil. The soil is internalized in us, and we know, we can talk a little bit more about the importance of the microbiome, how it is so similar with the soil. And when the metabolic organs in our body start to have deficiency of quality of nutrition, a whole change of metabolic diseases start, which 8 of 10 people today in the world have it in industrialized nations. So from then on, I started to become more as a farmer, because I'm truly convinced that healing the soil or interacting health on a healthy way with the soil will bring us abundance in our health.
It is very interesting that in this society, due to all of this craziness that we're living, we tend to forget such simple realities, such simple things that were so much part of our ancestors. We used to pray before farming. We used to pray to the seeds. We used to thank the seasons and the earth for its work. And now we're just so disconnected, even sometimes in alternative ways of agriculture. But even more, we forget our health. Even the farmers are sometimes not healthy, although they're producing healthy foods. And I heard an anecdote from a friend today that he said that it was very remarkable to see that people would come to his farm during the pandemic. And of course, they had to be away because of the propaganda they did, and they wanted to be separated with masks and everything. But they just wanted to work in the farm and touch the earth, become in contact with the earth. Underneath our daily life that is completely separated from nature in most cases, underneath that we have this longing to be in contact with the earth and to work with it, to heal our own being. And it is interesting, because what's happening is that farms are becoming very relevant as healing places themselves. They are producing healthy food, but they are also healing as themselves, to visit a farm becomes an act of healing. Would you say that this is happening in your experience?
But yes, you touched a point which is very important in health. The more isolated you become on your soul, on your physical body, the sicker you become. So in the pandemic, we have seen this, and we have seen how different diseases came more and more on the upper scale, especially more infections, more cancers, more depressions, etc. So we can see when we get isolated from nature, we become internally depressed in all our systems, in our metabolic system, our rhythmic system, in our neurological system. So that's the healing force of nature. When we walk in a nice, healthy place, and we can get in touch again, we start becoming more coherent in our health. There is more resonance, and there is abundance, which can start healing, not just because of the air we're inhaling, but of the microbiome, and thousands of chemical substances which we inhale start bringing a new harmony, a new coherence in us. Therefore, health is not an individual achievement which we can treat with medicine, supplements, homeopathic medicines, but it is a relationship between soil, plant, animal, and humans. And this achievement can only be done if we start getting with devotion back to the source of the origin of our ecological health. And if we can step into this field of coherence, it starts bringing lots of beneficial effects in our body, and we can talk about lots of them in our microbiome, in our mental health, in the resonance in our heart. Just walking half an hour in a nice forest, which is not polluted with rivers, clean rivers. The Japanese have made lots of studies. You can see that your immune system, for half an hour walking in a nice forest, produces in your system with different type of markers, which is in this case NK cells, which have anti-cancer effect in our immunity. They persist for 30 days. So we start to understand that the real source of our health is not the pharmacy, it's not the hospital, although it might help us in extreme situation, in acute diseases, but the overall health, our well-being, cannot come from isolation, from processed food, from industrialized food, or denaturalized foods, which is the problem, the main source today, or the main cause of our health problem today, is one. It's not heart attack and cancer, etc. It is the loss of contact with nature. This is the real cause. And the number one issue here is food. 8 of 10 people, or 93% of the American United States of America population, 93% are metabolically sick, 93%. So you can say, okay, we need more medicines, we need more hospitals, etc. But the real cause is the food system. And the food system is not only what we put in our mouth. The important thing is what our food ate. Where did it grow? What forces did it bring up in the chain of nutrition, which can be deciphered in our body to bring again healthy and promotive energy forces, which start bringing equilibrium again in our body?
This is remarkable and so important. In our biodynamic world, we are, one of our focuses is to produce the best quality in the most profound way of the word quality, or the best food possible. And in this respect, what have you seen in your own practice as a doctor producing that food? Because I also know that you have a beautiful project with children around your farm. You work with several communities, several hundreds of children receive high quality food, and you actually guided a scientific study around your farm about it. What have you found about food quality, children development, and in your medical practice about these high quality foods that are produced with this agriculture system?
Yes, as I told you, the number one cause of death is our food, so we need to address this issue. And paradoxically, medical doctors do not know very little about food, because we analyze food because of its calories and its ingredients, but not the order from which where they were born. Now, in this coherent order, it's a quality which cannot be studied and analyzed through lab experiments. This quality, which it's more understandable on the anthroposophical way when we talk about the four eaters, the quality, or as Hans-Peter Rusch calls it, the coherence of photons or light. So when a food is grown healthy in a microbiome, in a good mineral substrate, there is a biocommunication which brings coherent in each step from the microbiome through its roots into the plant, into the soil, through the microbiome, into the mineral. All these forces ascend and bring the plant to a healthy living being. And then it starts the whole next level of being eaten and by an animal, and we eat finally the egg or the animal, which brings this coherence or this disease from the beginning. So when you have children, you asked about children, which have a lot of allergies, lot of food intolerances, lot of erosion in their internal system, especially in the gastrointestinal system, they start becoming these incoherent foods which we normally eat, loaded with pesticides and agrochemicals, and these bring this metabolic syndrome, which is a different types of symptoms, signs and symptoms, which create the most part the diseases we see, which become a fatty liver, a low type of digestion, our microbiome gets eroded, we have insulin resistance, we start having children very early age with diabetes and pre-hypertension. And finally, this metabolic syndrome. This is the problem that we are inflamed internally. We are starting to see the deletion we create in our body has not the possibility to react and to regenerate. And as the gap widens and between lesion of food, especially foods, of course, also what we think, what we feel, but especially talking about the metabolic system, it is that this gap widens more and more because our regenerative forces cannot hold to the damage it's getting through a incoherent poisoned food. And the most important thing where we can start in medicine is, as you know, also in anthroposophical medicine, is to start healing the metabolic part, which has to do with our will process, and also the communication which brings up to our thought, to our consciousness. So the first approach in medicine should be healing the metabolic a part of our body, in the metabolic aspect in our body, is profoundly related, almost identical to how the metabolism of nature works. So when we start a healing approach, especially in children, we need to heal the membranes. We need to reestablish a good microbiome, which we can talk a lot about it because that's essential. We need to heal the membrane so that toxins don't come in. And then the next big organ is the liver. The liver needs to be healed, and because there is the most etheric force, and the health promoting forces are in the liver. And for example, in Mexico, 7 out of 10 people above 20 years have a fatty liver. So the liver is in a constant inflammation. So when we bring down the inflammation and we bring up the regenerative forces again, we bring down the lesion of the food by high quality, organic, healthy foods, good foods, and then we accelerate the healing forces, internal, innate healing forces, and then the gap starts closing and we bring down the metabolic syndrome to almost normal, from 8 people who have it to from 10 people, also 8 people have metabolic syndrome from 10, so we bring it down to 1 to 10. So it is an approach which is of such an importance in our health system that I wonder why this is not mainstream medicine in allopathic medicine, because we know how to heal it. We know how to heal the gap between lesion, poison, toxins, and the healing, auto-healing in our body. So the first thing, we need to stop aggrading our body with poisonous food. Second, we need to establish a detox process. And third, we need to fortify the healing innate processes in our physiology. And this, we cannot do it if we are not giving the hand to the doctor, to the agriculture, or to the farmer. We cannot close this gap. This gap is opening, widening, with all the consequences on our rhythmic system, on our soul, in our thought processes. So the main thing today is to start addressing very precisely the devastation we are living in today with our food systems. Without this, different aspects of home human consciousness and feeling cannot be addressed, because everything has an ascendant energy. If the base, the metabolic system, does not work correctly, it is full of noise and poisonous, we cannot ascend and become more conscious and have a more rhythmic system, which is the real healer. So the problem is today to start, hopefully not with the children, but with the mothers, who can transfer this coherent healing etheric forces to the children. And then the first education should be first good nutrition. Linus Pauling, the big Nobel laureate, said, optimal nutrition is the medicine of the future. And I think he put it exactly on the spot. We cannot heal our society if we drink polluted water. We cannot swim in our rivers. We cannot breathe forest. We do not have fresh air. And we eat a food which is poisoned by 8,000 chemicals. We don't even know their names. So as a medical doctor, I say, what am I doing sitting in front of a consultation trying to help people, if the problem in reality is a destruction of nature in a form that it does not permit still the mainstream awareness. So my fight, my dream is to bring this more to awareness, and how through healing our relationship with the soil, we can start becoming healthy again and starting to move from a pathogenic way system of medicine to a salutogenic system, as Aaron Antonovsky has so beautifully described, and anthroposophical medicine has also worked with this salutogenic approach, which should start with soil, food, and metabolic syndrome, which are the main causes today of death. And imagine if 93% of American population is unhealthy metabolically, and this is the cause of hypertension, diabetes, fatty liver, dyslipidemia, which is cholesterol, all these diseases, which are 80% of our consultation, should be healed by bringing the farmer to the doctor's office and explaining how things really work.
Well, this is a beautiful last comment to finish this first intervention, Doctor. It's very profound what you bring to us. It makes us think a lot about the mission of the farmer and the work of the doctor in unison, in communication. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.